begins at 1 p.m.
The kickoff is at 3.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are Mizzou.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Thank you, Max. We had Creedence Clearwater Revival all loaded up and ready, and I crushed it with, thank you. Max Voisey in for Ian. Josh Gilbert in for Dan.
Let me just break in here a programming note. We are not doing the Harris Challenge because Paul Harris is not here.
And there is no Sherman Challenge. I was told by someone who I respect a great deal in broadcasting, don't ever do any other games or things ever again from the debacle that I used to do at night and or the weekends.
Oh, didn't go over too well?
I also don't have any prizes tonight.
Right. So you can call me, but we're not doing a trivia thing today. So
we also don't have Colin Jeffrey today. He's at Disney World and playing the role of Pluto.
Yeah.
And but we do have a real live professional movie reviewer.
Push off.
Now I know that
Josh
we
Gilbert.
Also have
no
another
Max on
one.
Movies. We have two. Max on
Wait
movies.
A second. We have Does It Suck guy.
Will it suck?
Will it suck? But if you've seen it already.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but you did it based on trailers.
Right.
This I have two professional movie reviewers here with me. Josh and Max. So you guys can all participate in this. Max had a show for a very long time called Max on Movies.
True. And it might rise again like the Phoenix. We don't know. We're working behind the scenes on that.
It should. And when I say it should, you will hear right now why it should, because this guy really knows what he's talking about, and he has a passion for movies. Josh, you have a passion for movies as well.
I do.
So, Max?
Yeah.
Without any further ado.
Oh, do you want me to talk about a movie?
Yeah, do we have an open for this?
Nah.
Was that one of those things
want one?
Nah,
here comes Max on Movies. Talk about Max on Movies.
Is that Jungle Fever? You're doing it to the tune of Jungle Fever?
Yep.
Why would that be?
I don't know. Just popped in. That was my little Paul Schaefer intro.
Wait, the guy that did the intros, he left. Who was that guy? That was the guy you replaced.
Oh, yeah.
He's a weatherman now.
What's his name? Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, Mark Zinn.
Mark Zinn. Who's Mark Sanchez?
He was a
quarterback.
He was.
That's different than Dirty Sanchez.
Bye. Max,
earlier today, I talked about the Magnificent Seven on a show that you said nobody listened to. That's the Martin Kilcoin show.
No, I didn't say that.
I believe you did say that. Check the tape. I believe you said that.
I corrected myself and said very few people listened.
Well, because of that, we might as well do that again. We might as well talk about Magnificent Seven. So I'll go around the room. I want to know, have you seen Scott and Josh? Have you seen the 1960 version Magnificent Seven?
Yes, and I think I can name some of the people that were in it.
Okay, Josh, have you seen it?
I haven't, but extra credit, I saw Seven Samurai.
Hey, there we go. Fantastic.
Does that work?
Yes.
That does work, because we were talking about Seven Samurai on Martin's show today. Now, Martin has seen, I think, 9 movies in his entire life.
And he's never seen Top Gun.
I have learned this from doing the
One
movie
of them,
segment.
Major League.
I normally do the Max on Movie segment
two
on Fridays at 10:45, and I've realized that Martin really just, he says he loves movies. Right? And I don't think that he doesn't love movies, but he always brings up Rushmore, the Wes Anderson film.
Oh, that's
a big Wes Anderson.
That's a great movie. I love that movie. But I think that's one of maybe 8 or 9 films that Martin's ever seen in his entire life.
He's seen Naked Gun. I know that. He's a big fan of
the baseball movie.
Caddyshack. We can put together the list right now of movies that Martin's seen. But anyway, I was recommending to listeners of that show that they should go out this weekend and they should stream Seven Samurai. It's on Hulu. You can stream it. And Martin was rolling his eyes like I was giving people homework, like I was giving people to. But it's one
like
of
when
the,
I told people to read Lord of the Flies
it's
earlier.
It's one of the great movies, though. It's a movie by Akira Kurosawa, who did Hidden Fortress and Dreams.
Ran.
He's an amazing, amazing director. And Seven Samurai was a huge, huge hit in Japan. It was remade a few years later here in the States with a great cast, including who?
Seven Samurai or in Magnificent Seven?
Well, Magnificent Seven is a remake of Seven Samurai.
Yul Brynner was
okay.
In that.
Yul Brynner was the main guy. Who was
Charles
his sidekick?
Bronson was in.
Who was his main sidekick?
Oh,
it was
man.
A big deal that they were in a movie together.
Was Lee Marvin there?
It was Steve McQueen. That's
Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who's just cool. the world's coolest guy.
Charm for days, right? And Charlie Bronson was in the movie, yes. So Magnificent Seven was such a gigantic hit with an iconic theme that they do repurpose for this remake. This is a remake of a remake now, but it wasn't the first time they've done this. Magnificent Seven has a sequel called Magnificent Seven Rides Again. It also had a short-lived TV show as well called The Magnificent Seven. So they've gone back to this well so many times. You might be asking why. Why have they gone back to this movie so many times? Because it's the definition of a crowd pleaser. You've got underdogs who band together and they help this small town out. And it's such a feel-good movie. The director of this most recent version is Antoine Fuqua, who worked with Ethan Hawke.
Can't say that until 10 o'clock tonight.
Ethan Hawke and Denzel Washington back on the movie Training Day. It won Denzel Washington Best Actor for that movie. They are reteamed here. Ethan Hawke is also in this movie. And Antoine was a big fan of Magnificent Seven because of his grandmother, who made him watch a whole lot of Westerns when he was growing up. And he said that every day when he came to the set, he told himself, would my grandmother like this movie? And I think that that's just an important thing for the director to say, because in this age of big-budget Hollywood blockbusters, a lot of movies are too violent, they're too gross, they're too, you know, R-rated comedies. Magnificent Seven, I can say, is a Western, an old-school throwback Western that you can bring your grandmother to.
And it's got a story. See, first, when I saw the trailer, I thought Quentin Tarantino was making his Western.
And why did you think that?
Because it looked cool. It had very high-end A-list stars, and it looked like a spaghetti Western, or in this case, I don't know, a fried rice Western. It looked like something that looked familiar, but had a twist to it.
Yeah, is that all Quentin Tarantino does now, is Westerns? Is that as he went on from samurai movies, and now he's doing Westerns?
How many Westerns has he done?
Two in a row?
He did.
Am I wrong?
Django?
Yeah. Django and Hateful Eight?
And Hateful Eight, yeah.
I thought that's what this was.
Okay.
The Hateful Eight is the Magnificent Seven.
Well, no, because those movies are definitely not for grandmothers. You don't want to take your grandma to go see Hateful Eight.
Boy.
She's going to walk out about 10 minutes after.
If my grandmother walked in or out of this movie, it would be news.
Yeah, both of my grandmothers
have passed
away.
Well,
but
let's
thank
just
you
bring the whole room down. Thanks very much, everybody. So this movie does have a very diverse cast. You've got an Asian cast member. You've got white cast members. You, of course, the movie is toplined by Denzel Washington. And some people were crying foul at this, saying, look, it's diversity for diversity's sake. But once again, the director, Antoine Fuqua, said that he did a whole lot of research on the Old West and saw that there were a lot of black cowboys. There were a lot of Asians who worked the railroads. And that maybe the reason why we didn't see that in Westerns of yore is because Hollywood was whitewashed, not because the Old West was. So I don't think this is diversity for diversity's sake. This might actually be one of the more race-accurate Westerns we've ever seen.
Plus, we love Denzel Washington, and he brings people into that. And when we get into characters and we root for them, we're not rooting for their ethnicity. We're rooting for their sort of ethic, right?
So Denzel would play the Yul Brynner role here,
yeah.
And his sidekick, the one with all the charm, the one that was Steve McQueen, is played by Chris Pratt. Now, if you don't know who Chris Pratt is,
he's a Lego movie guy.
You're rolling your eyes. Do you not like Chris Pratt?
He was on that Parks and Rec show.
Yeah,
he got famous being the roly-poly rotund, the guy with all the weight who was really funny on Parks and Rec.
I wouldn't go that far.
He was sort of a goofus. But then he got ripped for Marvel movies. The Marvel movies came and said, here's a gem. And he top-lined Guardians of the Galaxy, a gigantic hit. Then he followed that up with another gigantic hit, a movie that I hated, Jurassic World. But he just made all the money in the world with that.
Yes.
This will be his third hit in a row. And I do think the movie will be a hit because it's released post-summer, but pre all the award season stuff. This is probably the last time you can go to the movies on a weekend and actually have fun at the movies. And Chris Pratt is in the Steve McQueen role. He's got charm for days.
You know what they call Chris Pratt in Hollywood? fat Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but he's lost a lot of weight.
He's not fat I know, anymore. He's but not that's fat what anymore. They call
really in shape. And didn't they say that maybe he'd be the new like Han Solo or the new?
Well, he wanted to be Indiana Jones, but from what I understand, Harrison Ford said he would come back to play Han Solo if they didn't recast Indiana Jones. He apparently likes the character of Indiana Jones a whole lot more than Han Solo. He never really liked Han Solo, and so he's going to be playing Indy again, even at his
Indiana Jones
age.
Is going to be Indiana Jones.
Yes, and not Chris Pratt. So Chris Pratt has his Jurassic World sequels coming
up.
Well,
he's better than that Shia LaBeouf. That's all I can say.
Well, he's got some mental issues, sure. But I would recommend cool. Magnificent Seven, but I will say the same thing I said earlier today on this very frequency, which is if you have fond memories of the Yul Brynner movie, if you think you might want to go see the Denzel version, you owe it to yourself to spend a couple of hours reading some subtitles and seeing the original Seven Samurai. It might seem like homework, but I bet dollars to donuts you will love that film. It's got an amazing story, so much more layered than the American versions. You have to watch it. Seven Samurai, incredible film.
Without Googling, can you name the seven guys in the Magnificent Seven movie?
No, I cannot. Okay. But you know who can? Josh Gilbert.
You can?
Yeah, I just had it pulled up, actually.
All right, let's go. Let's give the easy ones.
In the original one, you've got Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, Charlie Bronson. That's about where I leave off. I got three of them.
Eli Wallach.
Ooh, that's good.
Robert Vaughn.
Ooh, he's still around.
A caller just called in and said he's still alive.
You can buy gold from him, I think, during one of the commercials.
One of those gold guys.
James Coburn was in it.
Oh, Jimmy Coburn.
Is he one of the seven?
Oh, he was the knife thrower, I believe. He was the knife thrower.
Hmm. That guy was cool. These guys were all cool. There's one guy in here that you know his face, and then you forget who he is. But I'm looking...
His name's Brad Dexter.
That's him.
In the newer ones, you've got Vincent D'Onofrio, Ethan Hawke. Yeah, he plays
Vincent
a tracker.
Is so weird.
He is playing a very weird part here, too. He does a weird thing with his voice. It's a very high-pitched, almost Dan Stroud kind of voice. Oh. And it's very, very strange for the part. But he's in this, Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke is in this?
Yeah, Ethan Hawke's in this, yeah.
Oh, Training Day all over again.
All over again.
So, I know you don't do out of 10 or out of 100. Is it's more of a yes and no thing. I'm not going to force you.
Yeah, I just said I recommended it, but thanks for listening, Scott. Appreciate that.
Yeah, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how?
I always like to force him to say out of 100.
No, I don't know. That's ridiculous, because if you just listen to my review, you know whether or not you want to go. I'm not going to give him something arbitrary like, 4 stars out of 5. What does it even mean? It means nothing.
It means 80%.
Yeah, and that's not a good score. So, Scott,
yes.
Dig your grandmother up and bring her to the school.
I will.
I think that's what Max is saying.
I'll get him booked. Yes, I'll bring my bubby. Okay, now
bring your dead grandmother.
What about
my lord?
What about you? Have a list of the worst movies so far in parentheses of 2016.
Yes, you're putting me on the spot here, but yeah, I can try to.
Didn't you have that?
No. Well, you know what? Okay, here we go. Yes, you mean from the prep service. I thought you meant from my own personal list.
When I said you had, I didn't mean that you created. I sort of meant maybe I didn't do it.
I'm glad that we met before
you,
the show.
You were in possession of these.
Well, it's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. That's show prep.
That's right. We're cutting all of this out, which is the beauty part about the Large Morning Show.
Ian's not here. He normally does that.
Let's talk about the top five here. Apparently, Rolling Stone asked their readers what movies they thought were the worst, okay? And so here's the top five. This makes no sense to me. Number five on what the Rolling Stone readers thought were the worst films of the summer of 2016. Number five is Captain America: Civil War.
That was like the best rated movie
of
the summer.
It is one of the best reviewed films of the year by critics, and it made all of the money in the world, which means audiences loved it, critics loved it. Now, you might not be on the Marvel train, I understand that, but for people to vote that as one of the worst makes no sense.
Now, wait, this is Rolling Stone's listeners?
Readers.
Okay, readers. Yes. These are the same people that have, like, Lou Reed as number five on the all-time artist list.
I will not, Underground, I will not tolerate any dissing of Lou Reed while I'm on.
Were they?
I'm going to bring him to the movie.
Taking this poll outside of Plaza Frontenac's movie theater?
They might have been, because number four is X-Men Apocalypse, meaning Rolling Stones readers just don't like comic book films.
Yeah, I guess so.
Number three.
Number three, Ghostbusters. Did you guys see the remake of Ghostbusters?
Let me tell you something. No. Did you watch the film? I wouldn't see, if a $100 bill was taped underneath my seat, I would not go see that garbage.
Ghostbusters, the remake with Kristen Wiig, is fantastic.
It is?
It's a very, very funny film, and the special effects are great. It's a very good movie.
Really?
Yes.
It looks horrible because
I agree.
Bill Murray has to be in Ghostbusters.
Well, he is in the movie.
Is he?
Yeah. Everybody makes a cameo except for Harold Ramis, who actually also makes a cameo, even though he's passed away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Spoiler alert.
That's very good. Rick Moranis wasn't in it because he has some kind of agoraphobia or something.
No, he retired when his wife died. He wanted to raise their kids. And again, we're bringing that down the room, but he retired when his wife died.
No, you're not bringing down the room. Look.
I will say this.
Hold on. Martin Short's wife died and he was on Letterman 3 days later.
I agree with you that the trailer for Ghostbusters was horrible. It was. It was very bad, but the movie is good. Number two, Independence Day Resurgence. I did not see this, so
The first one is so horrible.
Real bad too.
The first one's bad. Anyway.
It's so bad. How could it be better than? And those are the movies. And you mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy, which the kids liked. Those are the movies that give me like epileptic seizures. That's in your face. Things are exploding,
flying around,
and just like that one with the San Andreas Fault movie. I like you get nauseous, and then
was fun.
It was fun.
Disaster movies are always fun.
But it won't stop.
What was number one?
Number one, Suicide Squad. One of the biggest money makers of the summer. And a movie that we love Brady here, Brady Hampton.
Yeah.
And he loved that movie.
I loved it.
I actually liked that movie too.
Brady's like, that movie was awesome.
Yeah.
That movie was very good. I liked it too. And who was the girl with the...
Margot Robbie.
Oh, please.
Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn.
They need just a Margot Robbie cam that I can calm down.
Why don't you just watch Wolf of Wall Street again?
I did. I broke it. Thank you, Max.
You broke what? The movie or something else?
Not saying.
It's a family show. Dig up your grandmother's.
Well, you're the guy with Fuqua at 5:28. Save that for Jim Bohannon show. All right, that's Max on movies. Thanks, sir.
You're very welcome.
There's Josh. And we'll be right back with more fun right after this.
Meet me. Well, gentlemen, we're working with a new accident now, southbound Highway 55 at 7th Street. It's blocking the left lane, so that's got you backed up onto the Poplar Street Bridge and across all the way back towards the merge with the Eads Bridge, westbound 5564. It's heavy into downtown St. Louis, all due to that accident. Also have reports of an incident on Highway 44 approaching Highway 55, but I'm not seeing that one on the camera. Delays through the depressed section this afternoon, westbound Highway 44 between the two bridge spans, eastbound 64. You remain heavy from before Vanaventer to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 64, Kings Highway out to McCall's, and southbound 170 on the brakes, Del Mar through Highway 64. Southbound 270 remains heavy between Olive and south of Highway 44, nearly to Gravois now. Heavy headed on to southbound 270 from eastbound Highway 44. Those lanes are heavy this afternoon. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes from the valley up through Highway 270. Eastbound Highway 70, the road work at 170 causing delays back towards 270. Eastbound 270 up in North County. Your regular slowdown between 370 and the Interbelt. 64 westbound on the brakes now. 94 through Highway 70. Westbound 70 from Lake St. Louis out to the merge at Wentzville. And they're still working with the incident. 159 near 143. This update brought to you by CC's Pizza. Now at CC's, the fully loaded meat eater and supreme pizzas are guaranteed on the buffet or they'll make them immediately. Pizzas loaded with flavor, just the loaded without the loaded price, just five and change at CC's. Frank Ladd, KTRS, Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you concerned about your health? Learn how to achieve wellness. Tune in to Naturally Speaking with the Institute of Natural Health every Sunday at 5 p.m. Find a better way to good health.
Hey, guess what? It's starting to cool down. It's a good time to put some sizzle in your life with a new grill from Suburban Leisure Center. Your grill headquarters. Suburban Leisure Center has the Signature Series top-of-the-line Vision grills. You can grill traditionally with charcoal, or if you're in a hurry, you can use propane. It's like having two grills in one. Suburban Leisure Center also has Green Mountain Pellet Grills. It just makes sense to use a computer-controlled barbecue. Green Mountain Pellet Grills give you a constant temperature, whatever you set, from 150 degrees to 500 degrees, an essential secret to any culinary success. Set it it and forget it. Now you can turn pro in your own backyard. But that's not all. Suburban Leisure Center also has grills from Broil King and MHP. Now that it's becoming more comfortable outside, fire it up with a new grill from Suburban Leisure Center, your grill headquarters, on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at GalmishAndSons.com. That's Galmish, spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E, and Sons.com. Family-owned since 1950.
Wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more, Warson Woods to Wentzville, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
The Diamond family is moving to their new superstore. This is the moving sale you don't want to miss. Save up to 60% store-wide on thousands of fine jewelry pieces. All of it must go. The Diamond family is moving to their new location and selling this location to the bare walls. Hundreds, if not thousands, of fine jewelry pieces priced for immediate sale, up to 60% off. The Diamond family is located at Lafayette Center on Manchester Road in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. You don't want to miss this sale.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, I'm Tim with T&L Tree Service. Fall is a perfect time to start preparing your trees and landscape for the winter. My staff of certified arborists can make your fall cleanup of trees simple and worry-free. Removing dead limbs and thinning the crown from your trees in the cool fall months will prepare your trees for next spring's growing season. Call me today at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. T&L Tree Service. Your trees and plants are our number one priority.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
On Friday's show, we will talk soccer with KTRS FC Soccer Weekly. Final match of the season for St. Louis FC in Oklahoma City. In the 8 o'clock hour, it's all Mizzou with the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Back on the Large Morning Show, Max made sure I knew that that was the Ohio Players. and not George Clinton or something.
Or the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Or the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do you call songs remakes? You just call them covers.
Covers.
Hmm. That business talk.
I wonder if movies would be better received if they called them covers.
Yes, this is just a cover version of The Magnificent
Seven. Yeah, I'm just covering Psycho.
Now, from time to time on the show, Josh, that Frank will announce that there's been a death in the rap community. Well, I don't know that this has been announced this week, and I don't want to repeat stuff because
I didn't listen yesterday.
I was here yesterday. It didn't happen during the 4 o'clock hour. Rapper Shawty Lowe, who's best known for the song The Laffy Taffy and Dano, passed away this week in a single car crash at the age of 40 in Atlanta, Georgia. Fulton County Medical Examiner said that the cause of death was driving his sports car off of a cliff by accident, and he injured two female passengers in the car. So all of our much love to the family of Shawty Lowe. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, this comes on the heels of, or is sort of a shadow over, the upcoming 12th annual A3C Hip Hop Festival in Atlanta, be hosted by rappers Rick Ross, Bun B, and Bone Thugs and Harmony. I can say this about Rick Ross. If you've ever seen him, or if you've not, you should YouTube him. The man is the most terrifying human being that you could ever watch on video. He scares me, and he's not even around.
He's a big guy, and he very rarely wears shirts.
He seems nice in interviews, but he's frightening. But there will be 1,000 rappers, Josh. This is why when you run into people and they say they're a rapper, there are 1,000 rappers expected to be on 75 different stages at the five-day festival.
75 different stages?
That's going to kick off October 5th.
Imagine if you're at stage number 2 and you want to get to stage number 69. You're like, oh, it's all the way over. I'm going to miss Too Short because it's all the way on the other side.
Do you know how many dinners you have to buy from stage 2 to stage 69?
Anyway,
family show.
Yeah.
Over 5 days.
5 days. And they're going to sort of snake this throughout the entire city of Atlanta. So let's say you're driving down the street and it just might be somebody's neighborhood. And then there's a stage set up and there might be 15 or 20 rappers rapping during this festival. So apparently it seems to be popular because 35,000 people attended last year. But if you get a chance to check out Rick Ross, he's scary. And
they should have this closer to Christmas so they can also have gift wrapping available as at some of the stages. So you could have wrapping and then wrapping.
Here are the feature performers. 21 Savage, Cameron, Silk the Shocker, Too Short. Spell that with a dollar sign.
Dollar sign, of course.
Sorry, you could.
How do you not know that?
Young Dolph, Old Dolph will not be there. 5'9". Redman.
5'10". 5'11".
5'9" is only 5'1".
Organized Noise and Mystical. Amongst 994 other people who you've never heard of from places.
Do you think, Scott, that you could show up, right?
Yes, there's no doubt.
And just bring a microphone and say, I'm on next, and they would say, sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I would be 5'8". That would be my might be my my handle. So if anybody's interested in being in Atlanta next week or in a couple of weeks, then you could check this out. But
now, is Nelly going to be there? Because Nelly should probably be there so we can raise some money.
Nelly should be outside over on Highway 40 in Hanley asking for change, like the three or four fools that are doing that. Here's the story, and thank you for mentioning it, Max. Nelly, who is from St. Louis, grew up in U City, seems like a perfectly nice guy, had a lot of success here lately, Cornell Haynes Jr., owes the IRS, according to them, more than $2.4 million. He also, and this is correct because I got this, Max, from accountingtoday.com, a reputable accountant online website. All the great researchers get their accounting information.
The accounting trade magazine.
You have to make sure that they get their props. And $150,000 to the Missouri Department of Revenue. His fans are trying to do sort of a GoFundMe thing by downloading Nelly's music. The streams of Nelly's songs have increased 90% in the past week Here's the bad news, according to Accounting Today. Because of the way the royalty issue is with Spotify and these other online streamings, it would take over 150 million downloads, not just views, for Nelly to put, quote, a drop in the bucket.
So what you're saying is we have a lot of work to do. Let's go, Josh.
Yeah.
And I say this. You know, Nelly didn't really exactly invite me out to his house when he lived in Lake St. Louis to go for a boat ride. I never got, you know, any kind of Courvoisier or Cristal at Christmas time. I didn't get to ride around in his limo or fly in his private jet. Screw Nelly and his tax problem. That's Nelly's problem.
Yeah, I don't know how much you have to make. I don't know what the tax rate is for the upper crust. But don't you have to make a lot of money to have a tax bill at $2.5 million? So Nelly's probably got enough money to pay this off himself.
He, according to his bio, he's worth about $40 million. So it's not like he doesn't have it. Stop feeling sorry for Nelly.
Stop listening to Nelly right
now. He's irresponsible. Or he hired the wrong accountants, and he should have taken care of the tax bill. So I'm not going to help him. I don't think people should help him, and you shouldn't download his music because you feel bad because the guy owes a bunch of taxes.
Is Nelly actively asking for help? Because I don't think so. I think social media took it upon themselves with the hashtag #SaveNelly, which is also weird. It's like Save Ferris, but I don't think that he actually was asking for this help. It's probably a shock to him, right?
I mean,
here we are yelling at him, but it's not like Nelly said, "Hey, I'm going to start a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter."
You need a GoFundMe account. I do. Send your money to me. Save Josh.
Okay. Why?
Oh, well, you know, we could always use a couple extra dollars here and there, Scott.
That's a good idea. Except for this. Why should anybody give any money to any of these people unless the story is really tragic? Nelly is not tragic. He's not exactly putting a statement out saying, don't download my songs. So he's tacitly approving of this.
I don't know if I agree with that. He might not even be aware of it. I'm on Nelly's side here. Okay. Although I do, as a rule, hate all GoFundMes and Kickstarters. If you want to do something yourself, go out and do it. If I need a new motorcycle, I'm not going to say, please go, you know, GoFundMe a motorcycle. I'm not going to do that.
Nelly does raise a lot of money for charity, and I guess if he was running for president, his campaign might pay this off. Wait, that's a different thing. You know, good luck, Nelly. Just write a check. Make it go away.
You just spent 10 minutes slamming the guy, and now you're good luck, Nelly?
Good luck, like, you know, good luck. Like a New York good luck. But he does raise money for charity. But he just write a check and leave all this alone. Gentlemen, have you ridden the horse carriage stuff in either Forest Park or downtown, right around Soulard and all that?
I've never done that.
I've got a client that does it, and
he's the
horse,
the guy with the whip.
Animal rights people. Yeah, he's the guy with the whip. No, he's the handsome cab driver. He's the horse wrangler, and I think it's one of the cool things for folks that are visiting downtown.
I am not a fan.
Not a fan.
I rode on one at one of these Winter Wonderland deals, and I know I was probably projecting, but the horse seemed fatigued, seemed pretty tired, seemed to kind of hate his life. It was a little chilly outside. I've heard stories from people who've talked about horses who've suffered strokes that are forced to work, if it's extreme heat that they're forced to work. I'm not a fan of the horse-drawn carriage.
Well, more than 47,500 people agree with you and signed a petition to ask the city of St. Louis to ban horse-drawn carriages. Now, my client, I can say, is
the horse
is very happy. His handler is very protective and treats this creature, this animal, with a great deal of care and respect. Unlike the horse racing community that runs them and then turns them into dog food. I think people are a little sensitive about this. The hell do they know if that horse is having a good time or not?
Could be, but I think there have been reports of money being the deciding factor, not the health of the animal or even the riders. The riders might be told to get back out there in extreme weather, you know, extreme heat, extreme cold, because they want to make that money.
The problem with being a horse and being used for these purposes is really two things. One, it's sort of an anatomy problem, and the other thing is a strength problem. One, they're built like something that you sit on and can ride. If they were taller or had little tiny legs, they wouldn't be sat on.
The nobody second ever is, rides a giraffe.
They don't ride a giraffe.
What you're saying is, if it's a tyrannosaur, we wouldn't be doing that.
That's right. And the second thing is, they're very strong. You know, if somebody had a chihuahua, they look like you could ride them, but they can't hold a lot of weight, or a dachshund. So for the horse community, it's just bad nature. They just happen to be born to look like something that you could ride.
I don't think
they're strong enough to pull heavy things.
Not a single horse equestrian out there who thinks that riding a horse is a bad thing. There's not a single one.
I think
the horse-drawn carriages is something different.
They're probably bred for that, too. I mean, we probably made them bigger and stronger and faster. We can rebuild them. But I've heard stories...
We have the technology.
In New York, where some of these, you know, hansom cab carriages, these horses are getting hit by taxis and cars and getting treated. I don't think that the horses downtown on the riverfront are necessarily getting hit by cars, but maybe all
bullets,
this is stemming,
maybe, but
right, maybe this is stemming from the New York drive to get them off the streets of New York.
I just look at the pros and cons, and I don't think there's enough pro reason to have these horse-drawn carriages. I think it's sort of
let's agree on this. Let's start a petition to ban horse events from the Olympics.
Let's
because
start a petition to ban petitions. At least for, you know, let's just have a one week window where you can't.
Let's start a GoFundMe to ban petitions.
Well, we'll see. So I doubt that that movement is going to go anywhere. But on behalf of someone that represents a horse and its owner that does this stuff, I can assure you that that particular horse is very happy, and so is its owner. Thank you. All right, take a break. We'll put a bow on this thing. We'll tell you about, you thought Pokemon Go was annoying? What do you hear about this? More Large Morning Show right after this.
Got a new incident southbound Highway 270 just past Gravois. It's blocking the right lane. It's right at the end of the ramp from Gravois onto southbound 270, so use some caution there if you're making your way southbound. They've cleared the incident out of the way southbound 55 that had been near Park Avenue and 7th Street. Still seeing delays back across the Poplar Tree Bridge for folks ramping on to southbound 55, as well as delays through the depressed section westbound on Highway 44. Traffic is easing, though, eastbound on Highway 64. Just seeing delays back towards Union Station, and it opens up approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64, you're still on the brakes between the Science Center and McCaws, and southbound 170. Traffic lightening up quite a bit as well, just heavy from Brentwood south towards Highway 64. That ramping on process there, still heavy in that left lane. Southbound 270 remains heavy from 64 down through the incident near Gravois. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes coming up the hill from 141 towards Mason. Eastbound 70, delays still between Lindbergh and the roadwork at 170. And pockets of volume remain eastbound on Highway 270 in North County between McDonald and New Florissant. This update is brought to you by Burger King's Breakfast. What's the best place to have your breakfast? How about on a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get two croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two for $4, croissant-wich only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Frank Ladd of KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
ABC Radio's Ryder Cup Rundown, brought to you by StubHub.
Davis Love III is the captain of the 2016 USA Ryder Cup team. Love was captain in 2012, and as a player, he participated in six Ryder Cups. This year's event begins on September 27th at the Hazeltine National Golf Club in Chaska, Minnesota.
What's more exciting than watching golf on the couch? Experiencing the Ryder Cup live at Hazeltine. Say no to the living room and yes to Ryder Cup tickets. StubHub, your ticket out.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Thank you, caller, for reminding me to say my name more often now that we have 2 minutes left. Scott Sherman in for Paul.
Who?
Scott Sherman in for Paul Harris.
Thanks to Josh for this awesome song choice.
Thanks for changing decades. Is that Starship?
It's still in the 70s. Jefferson Starship.
Outstanding.
So I don't know the timeline when the airplane moved into the Starship.
86.
Another good one would be Find Your Way Back. I think it's from the same record.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
For those of you that thought Pokemon Go had just sort of gone, here it comes, 2.0.
Yes, there's this game called Ingress. I've never heard of it, but this weekend as many as 1,000 people from out of town might be swarming St. Louis.
Are they all rappers?
In their attempt to take over the city. It's their attempt to take over the city. It's one of these augmented reality games like Pokemon Go. But here, you're helping aliens or fighting aliens. And you can travel to different cities, like they're going to be doing here. They're going to be going to Forest Park on Sunday, The Loop tomorrow. And I guess if you check in enough times or you befriend enough aliens, I don't know. But you get to have the keys to the city that you physically pass to somebody else. You give, like, I'm going to give Josh my phone, and he does a little something with it, and all of a sudden he's got a key. And then you own St. Louis. You take it over. So if you see a lot of people on their phones in Forest Park or The Loop, and they're running around, and you think, boy, Pokemon exploded again. No. It's this really horrific thing.
A new one.
Called Ingress.
But brought to you by the same company behind Pokemon Go,
which is not Nintendo. Nintendo licensed it, but it's another company. This game was actually invented about 3 years ago, and nobody really played it. And after Pokemon Go, of course, people are looking for more games like this, and they go, well, how about Ingress? And now we will see. Either it'll be a giant flop and nobody will show up, or you're going to have to start running over a lot of people on their telephones.
How do they get around town, these 1,000 people? They're coming.
I imagine on horse-drawn carriages.
Right? That trolley's not running yet.
I suggest that they put a lot of these artificial aliens north of Del Mar and east of Skinker, and maybe 340 people will return to their homes by Sunday. Be safe out there, and ride your horse-drawn carriage, for Pete's sake. And don't give Nelly any money. And all the rest.
Go see the Magnificent Seven.
And go see the Magnificent Seven. On behalf of that voice, Max Foisy, in for Eon the Peon, and that voice, Josh Gilbert, who won't talk, on behalf of Dan Strauss.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Scott Sherman, on behalf of Paul Harris and Frank. Thank you so much for joining us. Sticking through it. Have a great and safe weekend. Don't get hurt by any Pokemon Go people. And y'all take care. Large Morning Show will be back Monday with Frank and the gang on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, then. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
New pictures of a suspect wanted for stealing a car with a baby inside. Tonight, who police are looking for.
More labor troubles for Schnucks, the upcoming contract vote that could lead to a strike.
Great story tonight. An update on this kid. You may remember her. She became famous during the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Here's the out.
At 6, new details tonight. And the story you saw first on Fox, police now have a picture of the man they say stole a vehicle with a baby inside.
And what had happened, it was the second time in less than a month that somebody stole a car with a child inside. Fox's Melanie Moon shows us who investigators are looking for.
Some terrifying moments for a young mother last night. She walks out of a convenience store. She sees her car drive off with her two-month-old baby girl still inside. Now, that baby later found safe and sound, but the search continues for the suspect. St. Louis police released some new details today in order to catch that man. This is a photo of the man who is...